A Warwick resident sits in a jail cell tonight, accused of conspiring to support the Islamic State in Iraq. Federal authorities allege Nicholas Rovinsky was involved in a terrorist plot to behead the organizer of a Texas conference that featured drawings of the Prophet Muhammad. And here to explain more about the situation and the charges, I'm joined by Roger Williams Law School professor Peter Margolis. Welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
Mr. Rovinsky is one of three men implicated in this case. One of them, of course, was killed by law enforcement last week in Boston. The other also in court in Boston today. He's from suburban Boston. So what exactly are they accused of doing?
All three are accused of plotting acts of violence, which were inspired by ISIS, particularly ISIS media and social media publications. They initially apparently planned to kill Pamela Geller, who's the anti-Islamic activist behind the events in Texas, led to a death there a couple of weeks ago because of sponsorship of a convention dealing with cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad. As you know, Rahim then changed his mind and decided to apparently attack police officers with a military knife. It was at that point that he was killed by Boston police. So the arrest is an outgrowth of that plot.
Is it surprising at all that the federal authorities at this point are using the charge of conspiring to provide material support for the Islamic State? It's a little involved there.
Material support is a part of a statute that was passed in the 1990s. There's a provision dealing with support to a terrorist group that was added after the Oklahoma City bombings because Congress felt that we needed additional tools to combat organized terrorism. And that even providing financial support to a terrorist group needed to be criminalized and deterred. In some ways, it's actually an easy case under the statute because it involved plans for violence, plans that came to fruition with Mr. Rahim, although it's not clear that Mr. Rovinsky knew about those specific plans. He did, however, know about the plot to kill Pamela Geller in New York City. And according to the affidavit, he did research to try to further that goal.
Professor Margolis, the other defendant in this case, David Wright, the man from suburban Boston, was initially charged with obstruction of justice. Do you expect to see additional charges against these defendants?
I certainly wouldn't be surprised to see additional charges against Mr. Wright. The FBI has left room for that. It's also possible that Mr. Wright is cooperating with law enforcement, so that might play a role as well.
Give us a sense of the whole homegrown terrorism situation. On one hand, you have charges that these people are actively plotting with the ISIS organization. On the other hand, you have some who say that a person can pick up on an ideology and not really be part of another activist organization.
The plot here apparently was inspired by public comments by ISIS. All three of the defendants apparently expressed support for those comments. Even after Mr. Rovinsky was arrested and talking to the FBI, he expressed repeated support for engaging in lethal violence to support ISIS's program. This is a little different from some other prosecutions where you have evidence that someone has interacted on a person-to-person level with additional people in the organization. But this is the kind of case we were really scared about because it involves inspiration from the media and from social media. This may be the wave of the future in terrorism.
What should listeners focus on in this case?
They should focus on the proof that the FBI has that Mr. Rovinsky was involved in a plot. The FBI mentions that he met for long meetings with Mr. Rahim and Mr. Wright. Prosecution will try to present evidence of what was discussed during those meetings. Presumably, they weren't just talking about the weather. To the extent they were talking about attacks, including attacks on Ms. Geller, that would be the kind of evidence of a concrete plot that would be necessary to make out the government's case here. Although even a plan that was at an initial stage is enough under American law to support a charge of conspiracy. American law has a very broad definition of conspiracy. We do that because we're worried about people agreeing in secret about how plans for violence can quickly get out of control and not be detected by the authorities. So we actually take a much broader view of conspiracy than many other countries, including those in Europe.
Peter Margulis, law professor at Roger Williams University, thanks a lot for your expertise.
Thank you, David.